Hey, good morning. We have a guest host today, this fellow over here, direct from the company that likes to clean. That's right, the CEO, the grand poobah, Fraser Ramsey.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. And welcome.
What do you mean by guest host? I was the original host before you had the original fit. Then Fagan came on. I was the original. So I could be a guest host.
Well, the semi-retired original guest host who now is a guest host because Kelvin's got a new computer he's still sorting out. He should be back soon.
I have to say, well, welcome to the Guyer Cook Report, everybody. It's lovely to be a guest host on the Guyer Cook Report for BTB Thursday.
Yes. And on that subject, let's get straight to it. The research that we did for B2B Thursday, and I've got that link highlighted there. Let me get that to quit. The task at hand was to find late model references for B2B. And so within the last, I would think the oldest post that we're referring to here might be a month old. So if we look at these in sequence, right? First one is five social selling tips for B2B marketers. Now, this one came from Sales Push, and what they've got here is just an explanation of what is social selling. Follow your users on Twitter, follow companies on Twitter, use LinkedIn, LinkedIn groups, relevant content, and they're done. Now, what's missing from this recipe? You notice they refer to LinkedIn. They refer to Twitter. There's no mention of Facebook here.
Very true.
And, I think that they're spot on about that, because I think in brand building and exposing your company to as many people looking for companies as you can, LinkedIn would be my first B2B choice, of course. It's always traditionally been the number one. And Twitter, number two. Some years ago, I read an article that Dell Computers was selling millions, not thousands, millions of dollars worth of repurposed computers on Twitter. And so for brand building, maybe have those two things, Twitter and LinkedIn. You make a decision. It's your call, because you are number one in your own book. Now, the next link, and that's referring to this one, getting it right on Twitter, the 10 do's and don'ts. Well, if we just said Twitter might be the way to play, then of course every game you play has rules. This has got 10 tips. Don't jump on every hashtag. Okay, that's the first one. Now these guys, and they're sharing links over here on the side, and notice they do have a Facebook button, but they also have LinkedIn and Twitter. So I think in terms of what we're looking at today, the brand building, and Fraser, you've got your own company. You've got brand building practices that you're doing for Edinburgh Dusters. And one of them is Gumtree, which is where people go to find services, right? So Correct. It's a perfect fit. And operators are standing by. So if you go to Gumtree and look up Edinburgh Dusters, it'll be ready for you in just a minute, because we're not quite done with the show. And so the third link that we've got up there is 10 social media tactics for B2B marketers. I don't want you to employ all 10 of these ever. I want you to employ the ones that work. So in terms of which social channel do you need to be on? Son, there's 150 or 200 social channels out there, and you can't do all of them, okay? And do it well. So maybe for February, let's make the plan for February. February, we're going to go gangbusters on LinkedIn and Twitter. That's all. That's all you got to worry about, LinkedIn and Twitter. Everything else pretty much is going to take care of itself for a month. You've got content up there. Maybe you have to go through Buffer and repurpose some things and retweet some things and make yourself more visible. And that note, I think we'll go back here, and Lord willing, I can end screen sharing and not hang up the phone. If I do hang up the phone, well,
so that, just to quick summarize, yes, is we've had obviously the aim is to use Twitter and LinkedIn for your business.
Right.
Obviously, there's 10 tips, but obviously don't use all 10 at once. Is to simply use the ones that work for your business only.
Yeah, because you're just one guy.
Exactly.
Now I'm going to go 3, 2, 1 and stop sharing. So we're either going to take up the screen or it will be a disaster.
Exactly. There we go.
We're taking up the screen. Hey, how about this?
It's so working. Happy days. That's always good.
I think that to really... truth be told, Twitter and LinkedIn, I've been spending a lot of time there. And the other one I'm spending a lot of time in here lately is Pinterest.
Yes.
There was a day when I said, Pinterest, no, it's not happening. There's nothing there. It's a wasteland. Don't spend your time looking through girls' recipes and so forth. I was wrong. I will go publicly and say I was wrong about Pinterest. Make it part of your brand building effort. I've shared some links today on my own Pinterest boards for infographics. There's 10 free tools on building an infographic and get that job done. So anyway, that's what we're going to say about B2B tips for today on Thursday, January the 20, whatever it is, 26th?
I think. 26th, yes.
Yes. Oh, if I just look at the top screen, it says 2017-0126, the Guy Cook Report.
It would probably help.
Thursday. Yeah, I've got a visual aid. Amazing. Yeah. And it's right up there, whatever way I got a point. So there's some projects afoot, as Sherlock Holmes would say, in terms of Scotland. And that's your kind of segue into that introduction. I'll drink some tea and go on and tell us about Africa, Scotland.
Well, for those who do not know, I am doing a project called Awake Africa, Scotland. I have a team of people. Some of them are based in America, some are in South Africa, Canada, and also in Scotland, Edinburgh, Scotland itself. The project called Awake Africa Scotland is to highlight the abuse of women in Africa and around the world and victims of sex trafficking. And basically, I'm excited about this project because it's developing from since we planted the seed in 2015, and to help give women a voice for women who are being abused or in a situation they just can't get out of or want somebody to talk to. But we're doing it a stage show. So the aim is to put a stage show on to the public to highlight what goes on via a sex trafficking and of basically what women go through when they get abused through survivors that we have on the team and survivors that we can tell a real life story and to be able to make it as real as possible via stage life.
So in terms of content, it's going to be what did happen rather than what could happen.
Pretty much so, yeah. We have some fantastic testimonies from women who have been through abused, and very based on what they've been through, it's helping us write a really quality content for a show.
Ah, very good. Very good. I think that's going to be a good one. Watch for that, Africa, Scotland. There's a link that we'll put a graphic in. Be sure to put that into the chat, and I'll make a graphic when I edit the show and put it up.
Yeah, you can go to awakeafricascotland.co.uk. That's co.uk. So it's Awake Africa Scotland. If you just Google that, you'll find us, no problem.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thanks for that. I'd invite you to take a look in the show notes. I've got a link up there. I forgot to show it when I was still on the screen share. We'd love to have you be a patron on this podcast. If nothing else, we're consistent. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m., take it to the bank. We're here for you. Unless we're on vacation or the fish are biting, we're going to be here. And on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words, I think. We'll see you tomorrow. The other one, Kelvin gets me on that one. And so I'm going to say it's a wrap.